He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 122% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 563. Insane gadget for you today. I have to tell you, you know, this is one of the more stranger shows that I think I've done in recent years. I frequently get things sent to the Gadget Professor's office to review. Many times I know the company, many times I don't. In this particular situation, I got a gadget, which I'll show you in a second. I have no idea who it's from, where it's from. It's like, who sent this? So we'll take a peek at that in a second. Kind of interesting. And secondarily, of course, we have some fabulous apps of the day. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I have to program that little tag to come up in my computer here. Still getting a little bit settled in the studio, but this is working out real nice for me. I really like it up here. Okay. Let's take a look at the gadget of the day, and well, it's kind of funny, as I said. So this is it. It's called Key Select, not Key Select, Key Select. Again, I have no idea who sent it to me. None, not a clue. All I got was an envelope, Office of the Gadget Professor, and this. So I'm looking at it, and I say, that's pretty cool. It's tracker devices, and these things they're everywhere these days. And what they do, essentially, is they will pair with your smartphone, whether it's an Android or an iOS, doesn't really matter. And you'll put these little tags, and I'll show you them in a second, onto things that you don't want to lose, which in my case is everything. I think I got to put a tag on me. Things like your phone, your camera camera bag, 35 millimeter camera or mirrorless or whatever you have, your purse, your luggage, whatever you're carrying with you that you really don't want to lose, you're going to get anywhere from 1 to 20 trackers, depending upon how many you buy. And these little devices, and we'll see that in a second, actually pair up to your smartphone, and in the event that you lose something or misplace something, you can actually click a button on the free app and it will locate via GPS. You have to have the GPS ignited on your smartphone where your actual belongings are, hopefully. So this is what it looks like, the package anyway. On the back, you'll notice that there's two barcodes. One's to get the app on the Android system, one's to get the app on your iPhone or iPad or whatever it is that you're using. So that's pretty straightforward. So let's take a look inside. By the way, these are made in China, which is a little tip-off to me that either they can't speak English or they just send these things out. I don't know. So I opened the box up. And here we go. They did have a nice little pull tab. I haven't seen these in a long time. The little tab right there, it's just a piece of cardboard. But this pulls the whole package up very nicely. And inside, believe me, you don't want to lose this. This is your instruction manual. Pretty straightforward, not much to do. But there is your fold-out sheet. And it tells you step-by-step, you know, what you got to do, but I'll show you. So this is what's inside the package. Very nicely packaged, I might add. You're going to get four devices, if you will. You'll notice two are black and one is white, and then you get this small little tab here. And immediately you go, what is this little thing for? Like, there's no explanation, like there's this little chip. But if you look at it closely here, you'll see the little tab on top right there. And essentially that's to change the battery when these things go bad. These sensors or trackers, if you will, they're all operated by a small battery. And if you look carefully, there it is right there. this little notch is going to fit in here, and you're going to twist that, and that's going to open up and change the battery. Definitely make sure that the batteries are good before you use these, or they ain't going to work. So essentially, we'll take a look at the video that they include. You're going to basically push this button. You're going to obviously open up the app on your smartphone, whatever that may be. And you're going to pair them up. So you're going to push this button. You're going to click Add New Device. And it's going to find this. And then you're going to go on to the second device. And there's actually three here. The only difference is this one's black. This one's white. They're all the same. They have a little speaker built into them. You can barely see it. Micro piezo type of speaker, but you'll hear it, and that's it. They also give you a beautiful keychain, a key ring to put this device on, and of course the other end of this device will attach to whatever it is that you don't want to use. Luggage is kind of a good thing. You don't want to lose that, or your purse. You get the picture. These come in all sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors. They are manufactured really in about maybe 100 different manufacturers. Again, this one is called Key Select that we're reviewing, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more about it. So that's basically all there is to it. So here's the fun part. I try to see how much these things cost, and I couldn't do it. So before we begin, let's take a look at the video that they advertise. They sent me a little note, please review this device, and then they gave me a URL, actually a YouTube URL, to show how this works. And it's funny how you see things packaged and marketed in other countries. So let's take a look at this video. So there you have it. Straightforward enough, not the best video in the world, but it kind of gives you the impression that, gee, they didn't send me who this is from. They didn't send me how much it costs. And I mean, that's okay. You know, that's the way they market. Let's take a look at the website now and see what we could find here. So I did a Google search for Key Select Tag, a smart tag light, three packaging. So this is it. I couldn't find anything in the United States. Not one thing. They're not on Amazon, that's for sure. So whatever this is, I think it's Pakistani. I'm not sure. But anyway, whatever RS stands for, I didn't take the time to look it up. It's 5,799, whatever that is, RS. I just don't remember. But Key Select Tab can be installed on all mobile phone brands, while Samsung or Apple Tag can only with their, that gives you a tip off right there that it's China, instead of can only work with, they don't really know the language well, whoever's doing this, and that's okay. Apple AirTag cannot track lost phones, but KeySelect Smart Tag is able to track lost phones. So, you know, if they work, that's great. So it shows you a nice picture here and tells you what it does. We already talked a little bit about that. It shows you can put this on the keys. You don't want to lose your keys. That's a good thing. And it also provides accurate location to navigate where your device is actually lost. So all that's nice. And you don't want to lose your dog. So you can put one on your dog. That's a good thing. And play an alert sound to lead you to find your hidden corner. The KeySelect can be found immediately if you can identify the source with the sound. I don't know what that means in English, but we suggest you play the alert after alert sound of key tag under circumstances. Again, they need someone to write in English. But there you go. They make a bunch of other things. Primarily is what they make is watches. So I figured, all right, that's one site. Let me go to another site and see what we can find there. So there it is. It's the tag that saves you time. There's a close-up of what the app looks like. We can all see that. And this was written October 24th, 21. Again, there's the... there's your device, there's your app. The more circles, the closer you are to finding your lost belonging. There it goes, and that's probably it. Again, where you can buy this and how much it costs, nothing. All right, I'll go to another site because that's what I do. Wow, this is the most information I've seen it. CGR, what is that? China Gadget Reviews. So here we go with an elaborate, elongated review. And again, the English is not the best, but it's there, and I have to laugh. I'm not afraid to lose anything anymore. I'm afraid to lose anything. All right, so it goes down. There's the actual video. If you click on that, we already saw that. So there's another video. It's pretty much the same thing. Again, nowhere does it say what the price is or where you can buy them. I find that kind of interesting, especially on a review page. It doesn't show you how much it costs, where you buy them, blah, blah, blah. And I figured, all right, they got to be on Amazon. So I went to Amazon and put in the device name, the KeySelect Smart Tag Lite. And I went through a bazillion. And the reason I'm showing you this is obviously you're not going to be able to buy this one. And it does work, but here's any of these will work. Just look at the stars, how many people have bought them. And this particular one, your Apple AirTag, 4.5 stars from 43,000 people, $29. Here you can get a pack of four for $95. And they make, everybody makes one of these. Tilemate, Samsung makes a four pack. Here for $63. You got to read what they're capable of tracking of, but of tracking, and they just go on and on. There are so many different brands and names. You can spend days researching these, but they do work. I have personally used these Tile Mates. They work real well, and these are nice because they're water resistant. And I did have a situation where something got wet, not immersed, but wet, and these things held up quite well. So. Again, you can select from just hundreds of different tags, and the reason I'm doing the review today is really to inform you that there are a bazillion tags out there, and I thought it'd be kind of fun and interesting to take a look at what I was sent. So let's take another quick jump back into some other sites here. I checked everywhere. This site is, I believe, out of Pakistan, and they're out of stock, so it must be a good seller. And last but not least, I checked one more site, and I believe this is also out of Pakistan. And here you go. So, yeah, it is shipping all over Pakistan. So, in different parts of the world, they are going to have basically different types of products from different types of manufacturers. Just because I can't find these, KeySelect devices here in the United States doesn't mean that they don't work. And as I said, I did try them out and they did work. I would be very reluctant to buy them because I can get no tech support. Actually, I can't buy them if I wanted to in the United States because no one sells them. Maybe that's why they sent them to me to give it a review, and maybe people will buy them. But in any event, these do work. It's an interesting device. If you're looking for a tag, Go on Amazon, look at the reviews, and select one there that you buy. As I mentioned, the one that I bought that works great. I have no problems with it. I've used it for years, and hopefully you don't need to use it, but they're very, very, very handy. And I definitely recommend them. So that's that. Let's take a look at some apps of the day. Here we go. Okay, our first app, and this is a fun app, and it's free. In fact, everything today is free on both the operating systems. This is called Easy Filters. I'm a sucker for these things. You use them a couple times, and they, you know, for the cost you're paying, you get your money's worth. They're definitely worth it. But this is an interesting one. It's going to improve your photos with all kinds of crazy filters and effects. And you just click what you want. What you see is what you get, and then you can pump them out on social media, and everybody thinks you're a professional photographer. Again, you want to use these effects once or twice. You don't want to use them all the time because it gets boring. This is a neat app, this next one. It's called Video to Live. You're actually going to be able to make a live wallpaper for your iOS, your iPad, your iPhone, whatever you want. And this gives you a screenshot, but this is real easy to use. You can create a live photo from your videos or images, and now you're going to make that your screensaver if you want. It's very simple to use. It's streamlined, and it's, again, going to turn your videos into live photos for you to use as your lock screen. And you also can share these. So if you get the right image, these things actually are a lot of fun and definitely enhance what you're doing. So, by all means, check them out. All right, let's get back to some other stuff. Okay, here we go. Metadata. Now, this may not seem like a great app and like, why am I showing this? But, you know, there are many situations where you're taking a photograph, and I've had this happen many times. I was in Europe a couple times, and I took some outrageously cool photographs, and 3 years later, like, where was that? I don't remember where it was, because it all kinds of blurs in. It sounds crazy, but it does. So what happens if you use this particular app, this is going to actually capture and tell you where everything was taken by using the metadata on the photo. It's a viewer for creative professionals on the go, but again, it's nice to have because it's going to tell you where your photo. So simply choose the image that you want in your library, and with this app, you can view the image metadata, and it's going to show you where you shot this photo, what kind of camera you used, the size, the weight, the length, all the stuff that you need to know. And right here, it even gives you a map, if you can see here on the far right, as to where your location was, the address, the date, the time you took it, the altitude. That's a lot of really cool information for sure, and it comes in very handy. As I said, there's been many a photograph over the years. I just don't remember where I took it, and I can't tell by the photograph, but yet I want to know. The other thing that's really neat is you can save this metadata, and you can put it into a little spreadsheet, and if you're clever enough, you click a button, and it's going to show you a map of the world and all the places that you've been. So it's kind of handy and it's kind of fun. I definitely check this app out. It's really nice. Okay, our next app that we're going to talk about is also available for the iOS. I use this on my iPhone, and I like this a lot. It's a PDF camera converter, and essentially you take a picture of whatever it is you want, or import a picture that you have, and it's basically, this app is a lightweight PDF scanner. It's real easy to use. You just click on the app, turn on the app, click on what it is you want to photograph. It could be a document, could be anything you want, and it will instantly change it into a PDF, which you can use to incorporate in your Word documents, or edit it, or do whatever you want. So if you have a need for a PDF, and many times in document situations, you're going to want a PDF opposed to a JPEG, and this app very simply does that. So it's free. Check that out. Okay, our next app is called Jing Focus. Calm down and focus. The gadget professor needs this. I use this on my iPad, and it creates light music and some white noise. And it's very free. There are in-app purchases with this. Right now it's free, but it's one of those things that will just calm you down, and you can listen to it randomly, and it allows you to focus and forget all your problems. They go away, and don't underrate these apps that do that. There's been a tremendous amount of research into white noise, and what white noise is, if you're old enough to remember the days you had analog TV, man, I remember when I was a kid, I think there were three stations. I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but they had a channel 16, channel 22, and 28, as I recall. And if you would click the tuner, there were no remotes those days, you'd click it, you'd get static, and you'd see just like a staticky black and white fuzz tone picture and sound. And that's white noise. Who knew back then that it was relaxing for you? And there's been a tremendous amount of research. If you want to get a kick, Google white noise, and you'll be fascinated. But in any event, this particular app will create white noise and other relaxing sounds. It's quite good, and it's quite free. So by all means, check that out. Now, here's some Android apps for you. Again, going on the theme of white noise and relaxation, this one is actually really good. They call it Sleep Faster Meditation Pro. And I love the name, Crispy Soft. The white sounds heard around our lives include the sound of rain, waterfalls, wave sounds, the sounds of like streams, birds in the background, the wind, whatever it may be. And again, research has shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things are these ambient noises, if you will, are very soothing and very relaxing to the brain. And you should really check some of these apps out. They're really good. This one in particular is quite excellent. Not a well-known app, but if you can't sleep and are restless, check this app out. You'll be surprised how well it actually works. And a lot of apps today. This next app is great, guys and gals. This is the Lie Detector Pro 22, and it's not quite ready for prime time, but it works. Here you go. You're going to have a lie detector now, and you can have a lot of fun with this. And basically, you're going to put your little finger right there on the fingerprint there, and you're going to get asked the question, and you put your fingerprint there, and boom, it's going to tell you if you're telling a lie or telling a truth. And again, you'll have a lot of fun with this. It's still under development, but fun thing to fool around with. And our last app of the day is Wi-Fi Spotmaster, again, for the Android operating system. This is a very robust and nice app. It is free at the moment. I think you'll enjoy this. This allows you to click on this app, and it's going to tell you every Wi-Fi hotspot around, and I mean everyone. And once you click onto it, it's going to allow you to share that Wi-Fi with your friends if they are near you. So that's pretty much it. It does work at times. It is a little kludgy, if you will, but all those types of apps are. The other thing is, you know, if you want to find a Wi-Fi spot that's near you, don't really need an app. Just go into your phone, turn the Wi-Fi off, then turn it back on. By turning it off, you're going to clear everything that's in that cache, okay? When you turn it back on, it's going to rescan the area that you're in, and that will show you everything that's within range, and that's really all you need. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.